my most memorable English learning experience would be in high school, because I have a fabulous teacher, and because I study the Chinese school all through my like 20 years, so my English is not that fluent or native or not that good. So, but we have a fabulous teacher, and he gives a lot of advices and teaches how to write better English and read more and listen more. So I really improved a lot. My English really improved a lot in those 3 years in the classroom. And he changes my mind as well, because like in the past I didn't like English at all, but he makes me think that English is not a thing that is like you can get in touch with English in an easy way, but not in a very difficult way. So he kind of changed my perception towards English. And honestly, after entering the university, I didn't spend a lot of time on learning English. Like I have contact with English. For example, like you read the paper, you read the journal, or you write report in English. But concentrating on like really learning English, like vocab or how to sharpen your writing skill, blah blah blah, I really didn't put a lot of effort in it. So my English is like really average in Hong Kong, I think.
I see, and I really like it when you talk about how your teacher inspired you in learning English. So, do you remember any special things he or she did in changing your perspective on English?
At the very basic step, actually it's very traditional. Like he told us to memorize a lot of vocab and phrases, because if you don't have these kind of fundamental things, you do not have the resources, you cannot write anything. And after you have like a certain level of English, I try to find that, like, how to say, you can read, for example, in the past, I can only read English, it's a very easy English, so, but at the same time, my Chinese is, like, of course, better than English. So when I read novels, it's like you read Chinese in like gam yong or something, but English you can only read a very basic level, so it's very boring for me. But he level up my English, so I can read more like difficult English. So I find like, oh, actually there are lots of interesting things in paper written in English. And I also like watching English drama, so TV drama like The House or a lot of American TV drama. So yeah, he actually like broadened my horizon in English.
Oh, that's awesome. And I want to know, because, you know, in learning sometimes we struggle with ourselves and we feel frustrated when we don't understand anything and need to ask for help. So how did your teacher encourage you or motivate you when you're in your low spirits?
I think a very crucial point or special point not back then, because we are preparing for our proper exam. So although we have to do it. So although we have frustration or something, when you know your goal, where is your goal, you need to do it. So it's kind of it's really a big motivation then. I don't think I can have it now.